Hello, Sampson County, and welcome to the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan Carter, sponsored by McDonald's of Clinton. On today's show, Darren Barefoot joins the podcast co-host seat to talk about the Midway-Clinton rivalry game that got pushed back to this week due to weather. We'll also talk about the Clinton Lady Dark Horses big soccer matchup against the number one team in the state that's coming up this week. That's all today on the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan Carter, sponsored by McDonald's of Clinton. Well, I want to thank Darren Barefoot for joining me once again this week on this podcast. Thank you for joining me.
Yes, sir. Good to be here again.
Let's go ahead and start with some big baseball games this week. We've got Clinton Midway game that was pushed back due to those strong storms that came through that last week. It should be an interesting game because Clinton did lose to East Bladen 17-3. What are your thoughts on this game now? Obviously, last week we thought it'd be a little closer, but with that 17-3 loss, what do you think now for Midway's chances to beat Clinton?
Yeah, I think Clinton looks like they're continuing to struggle a little bit. I was not expecting a 17-3 loss to East Bladen, but that kind of reshapes how Wednesday's game is going to go. I think Midway has the edge in that one. Clinton probably going to come out hungry and try to make a game of it, but Midway beat them 11-0 the first time. Still might not be a score quite that bad, but I give the nod to Midway.
Midway did beat Pender 14-2 last week before those storms rolled in, and the game was canceled for last week for the Clinton Midway rivalry. So a big game coming up this week. Obviously, top teams in their conference. Midway standing at number one, 7-1 in the conference play. Clinton at number four, 6-4 overall, 4-4 in conference play. And looking through Midway's schedule, obviously West Bladen sitting at second place in conference with 6-1 record. They don't meet again until May 2nd. They Midway Raiders did beat West Bladen 5-4 last time. Looking at that game, do you think this game, this West Bladen game in May, could be for the conference championship?
I would think so. The third place team is East Bladen. Midway already owns a season sweep over them. So I think right now, going down the wire, it's going to be between Midway and West Bladen. It's going to be an interesting game. Midway actually had to rally to win that game in Spivey's Corner the first time. So you know the Knights are going to be looking for some revenge that second time around, especially if it comes down to deciding the playoffs.
It should be interesting to see how this conference plays out. It should be interesting to see how this conference plays out. But we have a more interesting play out to look for this season, and it's in the Carolina Conference with Lakewood in the mix for top spot. We've got Rosewood standing at first place with an 8-0 undefeated record, and Spring Creek at 6-3 at second place, and Lakewood standing at third. Tied with third with James Keenan at 5-3. Those two teams, James Keenan and Lakewood, meet after spring break. But we have a big meeting this week for Lakewood and Rosewood. How big is this game for Lakewood to win and possibly give Rosewood their first loss of the season?
Looking at the overall standings of this conference, you can't help but think that Rosewood's pretty much got a lock on it. Obviously, it's still early to mid-season, so you can't really write that in stone just yet. But for Lakewood, winning this game would be big as far as trying to establish where they finish in the conference, trying to set themselves up for playoffs. Obviously, the higher up they finish, the better off they're going to be come playoff time. So a big win over Rosewood would give them motivation going forward, and certainly as they look to close out their season.
And a big win over Rosewood would obviously push them up in the conference standings, but also could give them some boost in the Clinton Easter tournament as they are playing in that over spring break. Obviously, they'll get tired from that possibly. But after that spring tournament, we've got James Keenan. Looking forward to that game. What do you expect from the Leopards and James Keenan in that game? Obviously tied right now in the conference standings. How big is that game for Lakewood?
That game is also going to be important as, once again, they look to, you know, kind of set themselves up with where they're going to finish in the conference. You look at second, third, and fourth place. You've got Spring Creek in second place with 6-3. Lakewood and James Keenan tied with 5-3. So obviously that's going to be a game that could decide where they finish between second and fourth place. You lose that game in the playoffs, going into the playoffs, you set yourself further back than what you wanted to had you won the game. Jay Faircloth is a good coach, and I think he's going to have his boys ready.
Now, the last three games for the Lakewood Leopards are the bottom three teams in the conference right now at News Charter. A home game against Princeton, and then a road game against rival Hopton. So it should be interesting to see how this conference plays out looking forward. So let's make some baseball predictions before we move into the girls' soccer. Midway Clinton, we predicted last week. Let's go ahead and predict it now.
I'm going to say Midway takes this one. And I'm not even going to take a guess at the score. Depends on how bad Clinton wants it and how well they show up. I give the nod to Midway just because I think they are the better team, but depending on which Clinton shows up, we'll see just how close that game is.
I think, obviously, Midway has struggled against the top teams in the conference. Obviously, a 5-4 comeback win to beat West Bladen and a 3-2 victory over East Bladen the next game after that. So I think it will go to Midway. Obviously, they are playing better than Clinton is right now. Clinton with some tough losses this season, scoring not as many runs as they usually have in past seasons, allowing a lot of runs this season. So should be interesting to see how that game is. But I do give the win to Midway in that rivalry. Now over to Lakewood's game over in Roseboro against Rosewood. Let's predict that game. Who wins it?
The last time they played, it looks like that game was 10-2 in favor of Rosewood. Of course, that was at Rosewood. Rosewood's a tough team. I've seen them play this season against Midway, and those are two teams that are evenly are even caliber. This game being at Leopard Stadium this time, I think a home field advantage is going to give the Leopards some momentum, get the home team behind them, or excuse me, the fans behind them. I think it's going to be closer. I don't want to pick against Lakewood, but I feel like Rosewood, you know, they are undefeated in that conference, is probably going to win the game. But I think Lakewood would probably make this one a little bit more competitive and, you know, make the Eagles really have to fight to earn it.
I am going to go to the opposite side. I'm going to pick Lakewood for this one. They've obviously had some tough losses in the last three games. In the last three games, they've lost two to Princeton and at Spring Creek. Tough Spring Creek loss, 6-4 in that one. I'm going to give the win to Lakewood, obviously, in Roseboro. Going to give the Rosewood their first loss in conference play. Let's make this conference a little more interesting. Let's make it out to be a conference that can be interesting down towards playoffs.
And give the Leopards some momentum going forward.
Absolutely. Now let's move over to women's soccer. Obviously, Clinton, is, as we mentioned earlier in the show, Clinton is playing the number one team in the state this coming week, and that is Dixon. They are 11-0-1 this season coming into this game. Obviously, a very good team. Clinton does have a game at Walsh Rose Hill on this Monday, so it should be interesting to see how this one plays out. Clinton is number 9 in the state, 12-1-1 is their record. How do you see this one playing out?
I think this is going to be a very interesting game. It's a good game that is going to set us up with what the playoff picture could look like for Clinton. It's going to be a good test for them. I think this is a game that they absolutely need. The interesting thing to me is they have a game at Wallace today. They play Midway Wednesday. Fatigue could be a factor. You have to think about that. And also, two big games against two rival schools, does that wear on? So I don't want to pick against the hometown crowd, but it's going to be a tough for them with two other games the same week.
You mentioned the tough week they have this week. Obviously, a game Monday, a game Tuesday, and obviously the game on Wednesday for the Clinton Dark Horses and Midway Raiders. But I do think that it should be a very interesting game. Dixon, a very good team, obviously number one in the state, coming into this game. So I am going to give the win to Dixon. It should be an interesting game. I would be surprised if it does not go into overtime. So should be interesting to see how that one plays out. Obviously, Clinton at top of their standings in conference play, 8-0 in the conference. Right behind them is Midway at 6-2. So if Midway can get a few more wins and maybe someone surprise Clinton in this next couple of weeks, we could have an interesting conference there as well. So I think that does it here for us from the Sampson County Sports Podcast. I want to thank Darren Barefoot for joining me.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You. That does it here from the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan Carter, sponsored by McDonald's of Clinton. For Darren Barefoot and everyone at the Sampson Independent, thank you for listening.